This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Chris Wiley from the Roseburg Public Library in, getting ready to wrap up the year, already in winter officially. And I know you've got these reading programs. They're about ready to close off for the moment, right?
That's right. Good morning, Kyle. We have our winter reading program that's been going on this month. We have an envelope where we put all of the logs, and it is overflowing, but folks still have the opportunity to complete the program before tomorrow. For kiddos, all of those reading logs and book reviews are due by 2 o'clock when we close tomorrow. And then adults have a couple of extra days to get their logs in. That's by January 4th. Lots of great prizes for both kids and adults, and you can look at our website at roseburgpubliclibrary.org, and you can backtrack. So we know you've been reading all month long. You can go ahead and fill those out for all that you've been reading this month and get your chance to win those prizes.
Any idea what the, I don't know if you've even had time to look at what's come in so far, but I mean, just how much do some people read?
Oh my gosh. You know, we just got, probably a pile of 10 or 12 book reviews from one kiddo. We have someone who's reading so much to get the chance to win a Kindle. So they'll bring 4 or 5 of those book reviews at a time. And, you know, for kiddos, they could read a dozen, 15 books over the course of the month.
What about adults?
Well, the adults, the reading log is 15 prompts. So that's the most that they end up reading over the month. And some of them do complete 15 books.
Wow. Yeah. There's somebody I know out of town, and periodically they'll post what book number for the year. Mm-hmm. And they are just a voracious reader. I don't even know what types of things they read necessarily. I'm trying to figure out how they have that much time, because I certainly don't.
You know, I read 120 books this year, and I love it, and it's not enough for me, right? My nightstand is just overflowing with books that people recommend, things I really want to read. It's sometimes a tough decision. What's going to be next on my list?
Now, people might say, though, yeah, but you get paid to read.
I don't read at the library, unfortunately. That is not what I do on the daily basis. So all of my reading happens at home and on audiobooks when I'm driving.
Wow. Well, I know my wife reads a lot on the weekends, and I'm surprised sometimes. I don't normally know what she's reading. She normally downloads to Kindle now, and which is a good thing because our house isn't that big, and all the books that we accumulated in the first 10 or 15 years would have tripled by now. But I know there are weekends when she reads 2 or 3.
That's amazing. I don't read that fast, but yes, there are folks who are reading, 10, 15, 20 books every month. It's really cool. And you mentioned ebooks. We circulate about, it's over 2,000 ebooks a month. It's almost 30% of all of our checkouts.
So really, another one of those transitional shifts in technology and people moving in that direction.
Absolutely. And we have access to over 100,000 ebooks, e-audiobooks through our 2 platforms.
Wow. So other things that are going on during the winter for kids and adults, so what's coming up?
Yeah, we are getting back to our regular youth programming. And if you take a look on our website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org, you'll see the whole schedule. We're also on Facebook at Roseburg Library. Aurora, ROP, our youth services librarian, is going to be back with story times starting this Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Those are weekly, perfect for ages 2 through 5. You're going to get songs and stories and rhymes, props. There's always a craft, and that's in the children's room.
What about adults?
Well, adults right now, we just met with our silent book group last night. And you and I have talked about that, Kyle. Silent book group is so much fun. That's the last Thursday of every month.
So much fun, but there's not a word to be said.
Well, that's not true. We do read quietly for about 45 minutes, and then all we do is just talk books and pop culture. It's a lot of fun. And then we also have our online book group meets on Zoom the second Tuesday of every month at 6:30.
Well, and that allows people that want to be part of this but aren't necessarily close in or transportation-wise, it's just kind of a hassle to get there, or maybe it's just the time of day.
Absolutely. And that was a change with when COVID COVID hit, and it's going to continue. It's become incredibly popular. Usually 8 or 9 of us, we spend an hour and we cram in so many book titles.
Now, you've got a lot of things on your list here, so there must be a lot more to talk about.
Lots going on. Lego's Free Time is the first Thursday of every month starting next week. That's from 3 to 4:30, and that's so we can get homeschoolers in and we can kind of have it in shifts because the room gets full of Legos and Duplos, Mega Blocks, and you just let your imagination run wild. And we also have the Astra Club from Roseburg High School coming back, and they will read with kiddos, beginning readers, usually from preschool through about 4th grade. That's from 10:30 to 12 on the first and third Saturdays of the month. So these are all drop-in programs. No registration is required for them.
And as you go through the winter, what are other things that are happening?
We have a new program coming up called Spanish Club. That's with Julia Masner. It's going to meet the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays beginning January 11th from 4 to 4:45. So you can learn about language and culture. You can participate in activities and practice speaking Spanish. It's really great for kids and teens 4th through 8th grades.
So this will be kind of presented bilingually then?
Yes. Julia is bilingual, and she's going to take that program and run with it.
No, that'll be a cool opportunity, because the best way, because I used to be a lot better at Spanish than I am now, but the best way to get better at it is to practice it with other people.
Absolutely. And we had so much fun with Julia and her kiddos a couple weeks ago. She shared a bilingual Christmas story, and then we got to talk about our traditions. And then you can really get to know people, too, and build these relationships, which is what the library is also all about.
Neat. And we've got time for a couple more things.
Yeah, we're debuting a program with Aurora. It's a STEM program. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. It's especially for elementary-age kids. On the last Tuesday of each month, beginning January 31st from 3:30 to 4:30, you know, this is about problem solving, critical thinking, creative thinking. And we just had a couple of STEM programs earlier this week. Ozobots was on the news review. There was a picture. 35 people showed up. And what I heard when a kiddo and their mom left was, that was so much fun. And the kiddo was skipping out of the library. And that just makes my heart sing.
Wow. Well, you've got a busy time going on there. If people want to find out more about the library and all these things we've talked about, what's the best way to get all that?
You're going to go onto our website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org, and click the events calendar. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Roseburg Library. You can always give us a call, 541-492-7050. We're going to have grab-and-go craft kits every other Tuesday as well, beginning January 10th, and those are really popular.
You've got a page two there.
Well, it's only a little bit on the page two, so not much more. We do have teen hangouts. That's going to be the second Thursday of the month. Children's drop-in programs once a month as well. So much going on. I can't thank Aurora Ropp and her team enough. They put a lot of energy into these programs.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.